Voted the Sporting News designated hitter of the year for the past two seasons, Baylor was being moved out of a playing spot in Boston. The Bo Sox are going with a youth movement there. Don is in the last year of his reported $850,000 per season contract. Baylor is the American League's player representative after serving 3 years as California's rep. It's a job that Don didn't really pursue.
I didn't want anyone else making decisions for me either. So that's why I probably became one of the spokesmen for the union, and it just turned out that way. But players' rights and things, I feel the same way about human rights, that players have rights also.
Baylor says there's a need to get qualified blacks not only into the visible managerial positions, but also the other decision-making jobs.
Put somebody in the position not only just on the field, but as far as a general manager is putting a team together on the field, who you trade, who you keep, those type of things, and I think that's necessary.
And once that's accomplished, to continue the process to where there's a surplus of qualified candidates to choose from.
Say if a Joe Morgan turns it down, that you have four or five other Joe Morgans there to back it up. So we need to get five and six deep.
Originally signed by Baltimore, Baylor rose up the Orioles chain through Bluefield, Stockton, Elmira, Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, and then Rochester. He was named the Minor League Player of the Year in 1970, a season that included a .327 batting average, 100-plus runs and RBI, 166 hits, featuring 22 home runs. In 1971, he helped the Wings to a clean sweep of the pennant, Governor's Cup, and finally, the Little World Series, with a victory over the Denver Bears. Don says he's yet to see fan response like he did from the Rochester faithful. The 71 attendance of almost 362,000 was the most at the stadium in 23 years.
Never seen anything like that in the minor league park or since then. It was just a great ball club because we had some great players on that club and great pitching. Al Tibelli was an outstanding manager. And it's just one of my favorite places that stays close to my heart. I know a lot of guys probably really didn't enjoy playing in the minor leagues, but I enjoy playing in a couple of places. Rochester is probably number one.
Don says an accommodating family life is a big help in putting up with the travel, the loneliness, and all of the ups and downs that a professional athlete goes through.
Just all kinds of weird superstitions that players have, and sometimes the family really doesn't understand because it's a war. It's a day-in, day-out war. It's you versus the pitcher and vice versa, and goes from spring training all the way for us last year, the last week in October, and that's a long time, and that's asking a lot from the family to give up, but there's people who have done it and people have been successful doing it.
Baylor says he still hasn't made up his mind whether to seek titles of manager and other front office positions. If he can take the travel, he'd like to play another year or two. What happens with his new team in Minnesota could spell the difference. I'm Bill Flynn.